Thing.
Yeah.
In addition to the serious, and in the case of Shry, frightening songs in this cycle, there are two that are absolutely hilarious. One rarely uses the term, I think, in connection with art songs, but in the case of these two, it fits. The Stillleben you'd mentioned last time was perhaps more autobiographical than I had dreamed, and Der Weise is a marvelous setting of a poem by Wilhelm Busch. Did other song composers use the text of Busch, or how did this work?
I really don't know of it, if they did. But Eric had really, in his nature and in his way of composing, a great similarity, as Busch was able, through a line, a very simple line, to express humor and hit the thing, hit the mark. Marvelously, so that you could really recognize a type in just a few strokes of the pen.
Mm-hmm.
So he had that same in music. So the two were alike in this.
Yes, and just amazing. And just a brief remark about a couple of the unpublished song sets from this in the same year. There's a set of three songs by Nietzsche, two of which are among Eric's very best. And these all plumb the more pathetic side of his personality,
yes,
don't they? Was there anything about Nietzsche that he responded to in particular? Or
no, I think he had a very poetic nature, and he had a kind of a... how shall we say, it vibrated at the same level as certain poetry. And
I see.
This apparently was a poem that brought his soul into vibration. And he had, as I have often said, a very good taste in poetry.
Yes. It's interesting.
And the cheap poetry would not do it.
Mm-hmm. And one of the Nietzsche songs had been used by Mahler in his Third Symphony, which came as a surprise to me too, and Eric sets it in a much different way, and I think a very effective way. And who was Ringelnatz? I don't know much about him.
Ringelnatz was a typically Berlin figure who I think grew up in the cabaret.
I see.
And he had been a jack of all trades, but mostly a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this kind of scurrilous, pathetic humor that very much appealed to Eric.
I see. This he makes a set of three songs by Ringelnatz too.
Yes. And I think the brief mark is really very charmingly expresses the sense of the poem.
Yes. Well, this was an amazing song outpouring of the year 1931, and never again in his career was he to write as many songs in a single year, but the flood was to continue for many more years.
Yeah, he did then go, his great love and desire was for opera.
Yes.
He meant to write dramatic music, and he was desperate for a text. There's a cute anecdote that he met a common friend who is also quite a well-known writer still in Vienna, Friedrich Thorberg, and he asked him if he shouldn't write a textbook for a libretto, for an opera.
Mm-hmm.
And he was willing. And so he went to the bookstores and he bought several volumes of he knew Eric mostly from his humorous side, and he thought that this would be the right thing. And he had these three volumes in his hand, which were second hand, by the way. And he met another friend, and he said, "What are you doing with this?" And he said, "I want to write a libretto for a composer friend of mine from this." And the friend said, "You will never make as much as these three volumes cost. Cost you, give them back."
Oh.
And so he did that. And didn't write the libretto. In a way, he was right, because at that time, there were two opera houses. but it was almost next to impossible to be.